If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien. How's all the late Mr. Rich O'Brien? How's all that great music behind our cow commercials? We're going to do another tribute show to Rich again.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely, because, man, he is...
what a talent.
He's the best.
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Speaking of the best...
Speaking of...
D.W. Growth is riding along with us. Another great piece of music here. He was once a hero.
He was a cowboy of note back in his younger days. And words of him spoke was nothing but praise. His riding, it was legend, and at our opened, he was king. And when it come to cow sense, he never missed a thing. But every good thing in a man got a devil for a twin. And there'll always come a time when one side's gonna win. Oh, you can still see all those lights from them old-time rodeos. But now they're tinted amber by the whiskey's gentle glow. They say each man's a master of his fate. Who can tell? Is a fool just a good man gone to hell? Or is he born dying with a craving for the bars, filled with rot-gut whiskey and smoke from cheap cigars? I love to sit beside him and listen to his tales from gatherings and cowboys and working on the trail. And if I could only rope half as good as him back then, I would not let that whiskey ever do me in. They say each man's a master of his fate. Who can tell? Is a fool just a good man gone to hell? Or is he born dying with an aching for the bars, filled with rot-gut whiskey and smoke from cheap cigars? They say each man's the master of his fate, but who can tell?
Man, another great offering from our good buddy Deacon.
Absolutely,
Dub.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, he had a guitar that he called the wife. Do you know the story behind that?
I think I do, but share it with
he
us.
He had a girlfriend that said, "You spend more time with that guitar than you do with me."
That's right.
And so, therefore, he named it the wife.
Yeah, that's right.
And he also had the mistress. he had another guitar.
Yeah, he did.
But that was
not his favorite, though.
No, his favorite was the wife.
The wife. Yeah. This is the wife.
This is the wife.
Yes. Yeah. And this is the mistress.
Yeah. What a great guy. He's so much fun to be around and so extremely talented.
Oh, and quick.
And has a master's degree in performing arts.
He does.
He does. He's a cowboy.
Holy cow.
And has a master's degree.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and he's right on the border of Montana and North Dakota?
Yeah, well, he is in Bainville.
Bainville,
yeah,
okay.
Bainville, Montana. So yeah. It is right next to North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah. How about some more poetry from Deacon
Doug? Oh, please, let's have some.
I love this one. This is the old post.
This old post was cut and cleaned and carted up the river road when my great-granddaddy was barely a shadow of the man my granddad knowed. He was young, and life was free for the taking. Not free like it is today, no, sir. He drug this cedar and most of that line from many a mile away. Did it by a horse, hard sweat and grit. Did it for the love of a dream. Sunk them posts round a quarter of land till his muscles set to scream and make him stop for a minute and blow a bit. But never too long for the lazin'. He was never the kind to live in the minute. He could see them cattle grazin' on a section or two, and all he had to do was get these posts sunk in, deep and solid, straight and true, and he knew, by God, he'd win. And when he did, one post at a time, set a great life course and rode it. The night of his passing was felt bone deep, and the gathering clan all showed it. Now the stone we set at the head of his grave, it's moving, but it ain't near the telling of the life and love of that man like this old post right here.
Man, I love the sentiment in that one.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
There, you know. You can just see, you can feel you're there. He's really good at transporting you where he wants you to be.
There's where his degree has got to be coming in.
Got to
right?
be, yeah.
Unbelievable, you know. But he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, yep. That.
He's wore a lot of saddle leather off.
I'm telling you what, this is an old cowboy. He went to college. He got the college degree. He went back to doing what he loved.
Yeah, exactly.
And is still doing what
he
loves.
And is still doing it. And, what a great man.
And the writing and the performing and the reciting and the everything is just pretty much outstanding.
Spot on, perfect.
There's none better, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to abdicate cowpoke poetry this week.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, for an offering from Deacon Doug.
What's he got for us?
Well, this is one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one is Yearling Heifers.
How they love to go a-neighboring and seek more scenic bits of range. I think, perhaps, they've joined some kind of herbivore exchange. No matter. Every clip had better be in place and hanging tight and true. Best tap them staples extra good so the girls ain't slipping through. Their whole reason for existence, until you get that yearling bull, is to poke and stretch and test your wire and patience to the full. I beat them once to a sagging line before they made their break. I know, that sounds outrageous, but it is the truth, for heaven's sake. I was snugging up the wire, about to tie that little loop, when I gets this eerie feeling I just joined a bigger group. So I kind of ease my eyes around and get a better glance, and what I see are straining necks and heads all in a bovine trance, staring like no tomorrow, their mouths slowly chewing. And I swear, listening close, I heard a voice say, "What you doing?" "Ha!" I cried, "get out of here! You're giving me the willies!" And poof, reseeding heifer butts. I'm feeling pretty silly. Because here I'm thinking, holy moly, where they got to now? There's nothing worse on this whole earth than tending future cows. Houdini in his prime could never disappear as swift as a herd of yearling heifers who decide it's time to drift. Vacating pens you got them in for places quite unknown to themselves or even heaven when they get that urge to roam. I do not know exactly why they're made that way, but Lord, I do know this. If you keep heifers, you are never, ever bored.
Yep, there you go.
My absolute favorite.
Yeah, what you doing? And you can just see them, and you do. And,
yeah.
And you turn around, and they're looking, what you doing?
What you doing?
Yeah. Only somebody who has experienced that knows that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's let DW do a Dick's pick
this
week.
Oh, man, yeah. He's got a good one, too.
Okay, what is it?
The coffee song.
Oh, you know what? This is a daddy, and it's a true story, by the way. Yeah.
We was somewheres in Wyoming, halfway through an all-night drive. Tired and wired from too much fun when we seen this roadside dive. So we pulls over, strolls on in for eggs and a cup of brew. But when the waitress poured a slug of their best, I said, honey, that just won't do. No, I ain't sure what's up, but through the coffee in a cup, I can read this outfit's name. This here watered down, can barely even call it Brown's a monumental crying shame. Say, Lord be praised and glory be, now this is something I never seen. How can someone get so much mileage out of one little old coffee bean? I said, darling, I like my coffee lethal. I like my coffee black. I like it so's that first big swig hits like a heart attack. I like it when you need a knife to cut it, and that's a fact. At a kind that's said we'll wake dead, I like my coffee black. Well, it's hard to describe the look on her face as my tirade flew and grew. But for all of my talking and cowboy squawking, nothing I said got through. Her eyes got kind of squirrely, glazed like in a dream. And when I finally run out of breath, she smiled. Sugar or cream? I like my coffee lethal. I like my coffee black. I like it so's that first big swig hits like a heart attack. I like it when you need a knife to cut it, and that's a fact. Oh, the kind that said we'll wake dead, I like my coffee black. Well, needless to say, we drove away, our appetites unsated, and didn't get no eggs, no toast, no ham, was totally uncaffeinated. So with eyes half propped and ready to drop, we barely made her back. And I'll tell you true, the next trip I do, I'm gonna bring along a thermos of black coffee, that is cowboy coffee. Cause I like my coffee lethal. I like my coffee black. I like it so's that first big swig hits like a heart attack. I like it when you need a knife to cut it, and that's a fact. Out of kind that said we'll wake dead, I like my coffee black. What more can I tell ya? I'll never hold a grudge if you serve me sludge. I like my coffee black.
And he does, too.
It's fact.
That's a fact. That's exactly how he likes his coffee. Yeah, so you could chew it.
Yeah. Well, it's like Dad's coffee, right?
Right.
Coffee ain't coffee till you float a
horseshoe on it. Yep. Yeah. We need to ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.